Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps, I got an awesome guest today. His name is Phil Gerbyshek, and we're going to be talking about social selling using LinkedIn. So, Phil, how you doing, man?
I am terrific, Brian. Thanks for having me on the show, man. How you doing?
I'm doing peachy. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Anyways, so what I like to do is get people to know who Phil is. So how did you go from being somebody who hand-delivered email to what you're doing right now?
Yeah, that's an awesome question. And of course, there's no straight line and no, you know, super clear answer to that. But I'll just give you a little bit of my backstory here real quick. So I was from a town of 996 people, went in the Navy and delivered email by hand, as you mentioned, for the National Security Agency. You know, the NSA that listens real close to everything we do. Yeah, them.
Beep.
So I delivered email.
Beep.
Yeah, exactly. They are monitoring this call, this podcast, right now, because we are so important. No, that's
Don't give away any trade secrets, dude.
No. Well, it's I will not Hillary Clinton you and share any emails that I will destroy later. Let's not do that. So, or any of the other people who have done that before her. So, not to be political. So I did that for a while. Then I delivered the websites by hand, developing websites through a website called HTML Goodies. I learned all I could from Dr. Joel Stein. He was a fantastic teacher, did that for some time, and then got into the stock market game. I delivered stocks, bonds, options, and mutual funds by hand back before E-Trade and Scottrade and all those big companies decided to automate it all. We had to calculate all the margin, all the risk there in mere seconds so that people would get quick executions. And so we built our own automated system that took some time, and then 9/11 happened, and I was like, oh crap, what do I do? So I did what I knew best, and that was a technology. I got into technology, eventually became a VP of IT at a financial services company, started using LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, a little bit, mostly for fun to connect to people, knew the whole 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, so played with that. And then in 2008, I was actually getting paid by some folks to teach them how to use social media, mostly LinkedIn, to make money. And so I gave my 2-year notice in October of 2008. I left in June of 2010 to do my own thing. I did jump back in for about 18 months to work with an organization who was working with financial professionals to teach LinkedIn. Perfect fit for me. Did that for 18 months and jumped back out then to be doing my own thing once again. The guy who teaches people how to use LinkedIn to actually make some money.
Awesome. So let's start talking about LinkedIn, because LinkedIn is ever-changing, evolving, and all this other stuff. And, you know, a lot of people get on LinkedIn, they start doing these connections, they have no concept of what to do past that. You know, they start accepting connections, or maybe they're nervous that they don't know somebody. So what's your best advice into jumping into LinkedIn the right way?
So my best advice is to have a profile that someone wants to read. Don't make it a resume. Don't make it all the boring crap that you've done in your life, but make it interesting. Tell some sort of story so that when you do reach out to connect to people, that you're someone that's interesting. And that story begins, you know, with the fact that you have a picture that looks like you that wasn't taken in the 70s, that you have a headline that explains not only what you do, but also how you benefit people, that you are someone that people want to meet. So don't put that you're, you know, salesperson at XYZ company, business development there alone. If you're in sales or if you're in business development, there's nothing wrong with that. But I want you to think about the solution that you provide. And then remember that networking, that connection on LinkedIn is not about you and it's not about me. It's about what you and me have in common. So find that thing. Look at somebody's profile. See what's in common. Why should anybody care to connect to you? And you're going to say that. So if you look at my profile, you might see that I'm a graduate of Lakeland College, that I'm from Wisconsin, that I moved to Tampa, that I've written articles, that I've got some videos. You can find a lot of different things to connect to. The fact that I wear orange glasses, the fact that I'm always smiling, whatever it is, notice something, and then when you send that connection request, mention that. Don't go for the kill. Don't go for the sale. Don't even go for a meeting. Just try to make a connection with somebody, because what's going to happen is they're going to look at that, and based on the message you send, the picture that you have, and the headline that you have, and maybe if you're lucky, 3 seconds on your profile, people decide whether or not to accept your connection and whether or not you're someone that they would like to move beyond connection to conversion with at some point in the future.
Yeah, and what a lot of people do, and I get this all the time, and I hear other people complaining about it, is people will connect up with you, and then 30 seconds later, you get an email from them or a message from them that says, hey, I know you don't know me, but I've got the greatest thing since buttered bread. If you just spent a half hour watching my video, I would love to spend some time with you and spend another hour talking about how I can help you. And that really turns people off.
Absolutely. Yeah. You don't know me yet. You don't know what my problems are. You can't possibly tell from just my profile alone until we're connected what my problems are. So not to mention, you don't even know how to approach me. So don't do that right after you connect. If you're vomiting your sales pitch on people, think about that in person. If, hi, this is Phil, and blah, here's all the crap that I can do for you. It's a great way to turn people right off.
Yeah, very, very true. So what do you suggest? Okay, so we've made these connections. How do people socially monetize working inside of LinkedIn?
So social monetization happens a couple ways. So one way is that once you're connected to someone, you now have their email address, and some people even put their phone number. So now you have a direct way to connect with them, to contact them, to talk to them, to get to the next step, which is eventually, absolutely, you need to talk about work. You need to see what are they doing. So when you have that information, respectfully ask for someone's 15 minutes of time. Look at a tool like Acuity Scheduler, which you use, Brian, to schedule these interviews. Look at Calendly.com. Look at Doodle. Look at Time Trade. Look at something like that and set up an easy link so that people at their own convenience can schedule 15 minutes with you, and then be so respectful of that time that at 10 minutes, you let them know, hey, by the way, I know we scheduled 15, we're at 10 minutes now. I just want to be respectful. Do we want to go a little longer? Do we want to schedule another meeting, or do we want to just go a couple more minutes and talk about that? Your goal in that first 15 minutes is to make a deeper connection. So initially, you might remark on my orange glasses. You might move from there to, hey, dude, I see that you're in Tampa. That's one of my favorite places in the world to vacation. Where do you like to go? And make it interesting so that I want to talk to you again. So the next time then we have a little longer conversation and you do a little more digging on my profile. You might see some things that I updated. You might see that we have three people in common. So you might talk to those three people if you know them, or you might reach out to those three people and ask them, so how do you know Phil? What's good about Phil? Is he a, you know, is he an extrovert or an introvert? Does he read books? Does he like blogs? Has he got any podcasts that he subscribes to? What do you know? And do some digging, right? Just like you would do any sort of research at all on a prospect before you meet them in person, you should do the same preparation before you kind of get them on that next call so that you have that thing in common. And then just on the second time, you ask that question. So what's, you know, what's getting you up in the morning? And what's keeping you up at night? What's getting you up in the morning is what's exciting. What's happening in your life that you're really jacked about? Maybe you can share that with your network. If you connect to me, you might know that I'm really excited about my podcast. That's great. So now you might share that with your network. And then secondly, what's keeping me up at night? You might find out that, you know, I'm always looking for more speaking engagements, and that's always the next thing that I'm looking for. So you might say, hey, you know, I can help you with that. I'm a business development person, you know. I know a bunch of people that could benefit from that. Oh, and help me then. Then actually do the work. Do the help. Follow up and follow through. And then I'm going to owe you big. I'm going to owe you huge. If you help me, holy crap, I'm going to help you. And maybe I'm going to buy from you now. And maybe I'm going to also recommend you to my friends. Even if I don't buy from you, hey, this Brian Basilico, he's a great guy. You should talk to Brian. He is awesome. did you ever do business with him? No, but you know what? He is a great guy. Who cares if I haven't done business with him? He's not one of those slimy salespeople that is just trying to sell me insurance. He's actually listening. He's paying attention. So that's how you use LinkedIn. It's a research tool. It's not the end tool. It's just one of many tools that you can use to develop a connection so you can get to a phone call, get to a face-to-face meeting, get to a Skype, get to a Zoom meeting, whatever it is, to get more connected with them so that you can uncover their problems.
Absolutely. Yeah, well put, dude. So what are some of the most common mistakes that you see people making when they sign into LinkedIn? What are things that people shouldn't be doing?
So the first thing you shouldn't do is you shouldn't just like somebody's post. So just liking somebody's post or liking the fact that they're celebrating a work anniversary or liking anything that they're doing, it's not that it's bad that you like it. It's that there's no impact or virtually no impact. Liking takes no effort. Yes, do we want that immediate feedback that, yay, somebody likes my stuff? Heck yeah. The problem is, I don't remember if that's you or that's somebody else. And most people don't go back and review to see who liked their post. Instead, what they look for is people who made a genuine comment or sent a private message. Recently, I added my podcast to my profile. And what happened is, because it showed up as a new job, I got almost 300 people that used the default LinkedIn message that said, congrats on the new job. Hope you're well. Well, heck, that's great. And because I'm a dork, I went through and responded to every one of them and told them about my podcast. So I basically responded with a canned message back. I don't remember any of those people, but I do instead remember those people who took the time to personalize it. Say, hey, Phil, I see you started a new podcast. That's really awesome. Who are you interviewing? What are you talking about? Or, hey, congratulations, man. You're a great fit for having a podcast. Things like that. So that's number one. Don't just like. Secondly, don't think that just being on LinkedIn is enough. Nobody is looking for you unless you're looking for them. So what do I mean by that? Look at your network. Think about the things that they say, the way that they talk, and recognize that less than 10% of people on the planet are actually doing things on LinkedIn, whether that's updating their status, updating their profile, or doing anything. That means you need to take the effort. You need to go out and touch them. And then the third thing is, when you do that, when you send a connection request, please look at their profile. Please make a connection, because the big mistake that I see is people get lazy and they hit the connect button, or they do that on their phone and they hit the connect button, and both ways send a default generic message, which is your zero with impression. And it says, hey, I don't really care about you, but I want to connect to you because I see that there's something that I could gain from having your network and my network. Black. That's useful. Not. Right? Not useful at all. So don't do that. Always, always personalize. Those are the three biggest mistakes that I see. That's the failure to actually connect. That's the failure to update. And just the failure to do anything other than be there.
So, Phil, you've got something that's going to help my audience kind of get their arms around LinkedIn for Business a little better. Can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. So I've done a video series for you that I'm calling LinkedIn to Business. The goal is to actually have it turn from just being LinkedIn and being a tool that you just look at into actual business. So it's lead generation. It's some lead nurturing. It's, you know, using some of the features in ways that are actually profitable. And I'll be launching that video series at LinkedIn to Business. That's LinkedIntoBusiness.xyz. It'll be a video series. You just opt in. It's totally free. You'll get a link back, and for 5 days, you'll get a video that comes to you in your inbox, or you can sign up to get them via text message, and you watch the video and take some action and grow your business via LinkedIn.
Awesome, dude. Hey, this has been a blast. It's been fun talking with you. I learned a lot. I know you dropped a lot of great knowledge bombs on my peeps. If people wanted to get a hold of you, what's the best way for them to do that?
So the best way, if you're a LinkedIn person, find me on LinkedIn, Phil Gerbyshak, G-E-R-B-Y-S-H-A-K. Find me there. Send me a note. Personalize that invitation that says, I heard you on the Bacon Podcast and you are awesome, or I hate your guts, I'm never going to use LinkedIn again, but we should connect because there's people in your network I want to steal. Either way, I don't care, but do connect to me. Use LinkedIn, and then if you want to go a little deeper, you want to check out my podcast, go to conversationswithphil.com. You can listen to my shows. I interview a lot of ton of smart people like Brian and other folks so that we can actually grow the conversation and take connections and turn them into conversions.
Phil is awesome, man. Thanks so much. Well, hey, dude, it's been a pleasure having you on the podcast. I look forward to meeting you face-to-face one of these days soon. I'm going to come down to Tampa and knock on your door.
Woo-hoo! Awesome. Please make sure you're wearing flip-flops, too, so that'd be good.
All right, dude. Well, you have a good one. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.